Hi, welcome to the BA Brew. I'm Kate.
I'm Lorna.
And I'm Nicole.
This morning we're chatting with Lorna about her experience on the business analysis apprenticeship that she completed in March 2024. She's since gone on to win the BCS BA Apprentice of the Year Award. She's been a host on one of the panels as well at the BA conference this year. So we're just chatting with you, Lorna, to find out a little bit about your experiences on the apprenticeship, what's happened to you since you've been on the apprenticeship, and also equally as importantly, what you're going on to next. So over to you. I guess the first question is, how did you first find out about the apprenticeship? What drew you to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my apprenticeship started in June 2024. I had a career in policing, and I was an executive assistant at a consultancy before that, so I'd got no previous business analysis experience. Only kind of in the 6 months prior realized what a business analyst was, and was lucky enough to get onto an apprenticeship scheme, which was obviously an entry-level role where I could learn how to be a business analyst whilst on the job. So DWP offer an apprenticeship scheme about every 2 years, and I was on the second cohort that they'd taken in, which runs for about 18 months, I think it's about 18 to 22 months, something along that timeline. And yeah, I completed that in March of this year. So yeah, went into a job not knowing how to do the job, which is a little bit strange, but the idea being that obviously you get dedicated time every single week to learn all of the core knowledge around how to be a BA, and you get a dedicated apprenticeship provider, which was yourselves, which was Assist. So I would have my normal kind of 9-to-5 day job with DWP, and then I would have dedicated time per week that I could do my apprenticeship work and some more focused courses and stuff throughout that 18-month period, which was all of the learning that I needed to understand to come away from the apprenticeship, you know, knowing how to be a good business analyst, essentially. So, yeah, I think my experience of it was that learning on the job was a great way to actually apply what I'd learned to my work. So in that sense, that I learned through doing things, so that worked really well for me. And yeah, I now feel like I've come away from it, I hope, understanding what a business analyst is and should be doing, and how to do my job. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think, because I was your mentor as well, wasn't I, throughout the 18 months. And I think it's one of the great things about the apprenticeship is that you see people sort of land and they come in sometimes with no experience, and then other times with like a wealth of other experience from outside of the business analysis world. And then it's great to see them sort of, you know, they start off and I think perhaps things, you know, it feels 18 months feels like a really long time. And then as the program sort of progresses and you see people's confidence grow and you see sort of like that, as you're talking about, you know, that blend of learning suddenly becomes, oh yeah, we did that on the course, or oh, I'm doing that in my project. And you see those moments where people go, oh, I get it. Like, and it sort of drops for people. It's a joy to watch as a mentor as well. But I think, Nicole, we experience that quite a lot, don't we, with all of our learners as they go through.
Yeah, they definitely, you see at the beginning, they're sort of testing the waters, really keen, really eager, and then their confidence just grows as they progress through, looking back at the work that they did in the first few months, writing up their portfolio, kind of their style and the techniques they're using. And then at the end, just the apprentices themselves looking back on their journey, thinking, wow, even just what I'm writing is so much better. Or yeah, and now looking back, what I didn't know and what I do know now is really nice to see people kind of taking off in their careers.
And I know that you were always your attitude from the start was, right, I'm going into this and I'm going to grab this opportunity, and you absolutely did all the way through. What do you think was sort of like your highlight of your apprenticeship journey?
Just to follow on from your first point, I think because it was a shift in career, and I'd kind of identified maybe what some of the transferable skills are that I'd got from the police and my other jobs, I kind of I knew that they were the parts of the job that I was going to enjoy. So I really wanted this to be like, this is my career. This is a stepping stone to it, like me being a business analyst for a long time. And thankfully, obviously, just speaking from my own experience, that has worked out really well, because I do really enjoy being a business analyst. I enjoyed the apprenticeship, and now coming out of it, it's nice to apply all of that to my role, and maybe just have my day-to-day job. I think the highlights, really, so when you're on the apprenticeship, obviously it's your own, but we were in a group setting, weren't we, Kate? So there was four or five others that had you have group sessions every couple of months, which I always found really valuable. They're informal, to the sense that you kind of make friends with your peers that are in that group and stuff like that, so that was really nice. And it felt like you could be quite honest about the things that you were struggling with and where you needed maybe some extra support and stuff like that. So I'd say in one sense it's kind of the relationships that you build, because it forces you to talk to a few more people, and just, yeah, completing the apprenticeship. That might not sound like it should be a highlight, but in the sense of, you know, I passed, I got the grade that I wanted, and it was really nice to just know that I'd achieved it. And I did walk away from it thinking, because of all of that more formal learning that I got, I do feel confident in my ability to do the job, which I think maybe if you didn't have that structure, you might get to the end and think, oh, maybe there's elements of it that I still don't quite understand. Obviously, I've still learned much more since completing my apprenticeship, but the highlight was definitely kind of completing it and knowing that I'd achieved what I'd set out to, if that makes sense. And I was, I was really pleased with the outcome of it. So that was definitely the highlight for me.
It's lovely to be recognised at that level, I think, as well, isn't it? So that, you know, you come out of there, you have an apprenticeship, you have the formal courses and the exams that you did as well to build up towards the diploma. And I guess you're right, like the career is always, you're always learning. There's always a new project, always new people, different people every time you enter a new project. So there's always stuff to learn and different ways to approach things. But I love what you said about the relationships, because it's so true as a mentor as well. And you see the cohorts sort of working together and leaning on each other more as time goes on. And that's lovely. And I think that is a really important lesson in just in careers in general, around, you know, building those relationships, building your network, and being able to then also offer that support to other people. Because I know you now line manage an apprentice as well, don't you? So you're sharing that experience from a different angle as well.
I think so. Essentially, as soon as I'd completed my apprenticeship, another cohort joined DWP, and we were lucky enough in the department that I work in that we would have one of those new apprentices join us, and there was an opportunity to line manage. So I volunteered and kind of said I think it would be quite nice, and it would be quite a nice transition for me to have completed my apprenticeship to then actually be mentoring another apprentice. I'd kind of slight advantage, obviously. I can relate to my own experience and kind of pass on the things that I learned throughout my apprenticeship and things like that. And I think we're about 8 months in now, and that relationship's going really well. And I've surprised myself at how much I can remember and how much I know from the learning that I can kind of, we can talk about, and I can pass on as such to the new apprentice. So that's been quite nice for my own kind of development as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about your development, like sort of since the apprenticeship. So talk us through winning the BCS BA Apprentice of the Year.
My line manager nominated me, essentially, and I had an email pop up to say you've been, like, you're a finalist, basically, and I got invited to the award ceremony, which that in itself felt, I was proud enough to have even been nominated. That felt like quite a big achievement for me, that it was really nice to have been recognised for that. And obviously went to the award ceremony. I took my line manager as my plus one, so it was quite nice to kind of have that day together as well. And I genuinely, hand on heart, was so shocked when they announced my name, partly because something they'd said in the introduction talked about not moving away from the civil service. And that, so I convinced myself, well, I work in the civil service, so that's not me. But anyway, there was a miscommunication somewhere, and then obviously they kind of shouted my name, and I went up and got my award, which is now on my on a table in my living room. So yeah, it was a really nice surprise. Not something that I would have expected to come from my career or the apprenticeship or anything. Didn't even know that the awards were a thing. So yeah, it was a really pleasant surprise, I suppose. And I think it has opened up a lot of doors. The networking side that you talked about earlier. So everybody that was there, I met a few people who were from different organisations, obviously not necessarily all business analysts, but it was just really nice to talk to people that are in a similar, have gone through an apprenticeship, they're in a similar situation to you. So there was a lot of like common ground. And I think then since you see what things are going on in other organisations, because you kind of reach out on LinkedIn and you all connect and stuff like that. So in that sense, there was an added benefit to not only winning the award, but then, you know, I think it's opened a few doors in terms of networking and stuff, which has been really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. And I think from the assist perspective, Nicole, it's great, isn't it, when you see apprentices not just achieve within their time on the apprenticeship with us, but then go on.
I think it's really nice when you've got your employer support, and you mentioned, Laura, you know, you were nominated, so we can obviously see how well you're doing on program and how you're developing and progressing and gaining confidence, but your employer and the people you work with day to day are seeing the benefits of that. So to be nominated and then to win is fantastic, but we love promoting kind of the awards and giving the opportunities for apprentices to get that recognition. And like you said, network, meet other like-minded apprentices or people in other spaces. So we've had a few people go forward, get highly commended, obviously being winning, and that's been your kind of springboard to other things as well. So it's great if we can help facilitate some of that.
Yeah. So you talked about it opening some other doors for you, Lorna. I saw lots of stuff on LinkedIn around you at the BA conference. Can you tell us a bit about what that was like?
Yes. So within DWP, we have a business analysis practice, and two of my colleagues that are in work within the practice were asked to speak on a different panel at the BA Europe conference, which they have every year. It's held down in London, and coincidentally, I think there was a panel that was talking about kind of entry level and getting into the business analyst role, because I think it's quite common knowledge once you've become a business analyst that most people have kind of fallen into it in some way. They've not gone, oh, I want to be a business analyst, and kind of there's not been a clear career path as such. A lot of people have kind of realized that they're a BA without knowing that they're a BA, if that makes sense. So there was a panel that was talking about kind of growing your own business analysts from within, and how maybe we should create more of those opportunities for people to recognize that they could go into a career in business analyst and maybe make those routes a little bit easier. Obviously an apprenticeship is an entry level role, so the lady that was running the panel basically asked if there was some people that had that experience, and I was asked to talk about my experience of the apprenticeship on the panel, which was completely out of my comfort zone. It happened about a month ago now, back in September. And when I was originally asked, I was kind of like, why would you want me to sit and talk on a panel? But once I'd understood a little bit more about, you know, let's talk about how great the apprenticeship route was for me and kind of what I've gained from it. It was actually really nice to sit and explain a bit more about the apprenticeship and our business analysis practice. And I got a couple of people asking me specific questions afterwards about the apprenticeship. So obviously it was nice that it kind of sparked some interest. And again, with the networking side of things, because I was on the panel, I was lucky enough to actually attend the full conference, which was, I went to two of the 3 days and got to sit in a lot of the other sessions and stuff and meet a lot of different people. And again, doing the networking side of things. So yeah, I think I'm very glad that I pushed myself out of my comfort zone to do that. And actually, when I got up there, you know, I was sat on a panel with four other people. It wasn't actually as daunting as I thought, but yeah, really good experience, and I guess good exposure, and the networking again is just another bonus that came out of it. So something else that I was never expecting to do in my career, but yeah, really glad that I got the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I love the BA conference. I think it's always really funny as well when you see people that you've only ever met on screen and you're like, oh, you've got a body. It's like, yeah. Oh, you're actually a real person. It's not just what I see on a screen all the time.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And, yeah, no, it was really good.
So what is next then?
Ooh. So just to, I guess, to give some context of where I currently am now, the department that I work in DWP is very much in the infrastructure side of things. So it's kind of background stuff. It's very technical. And we have a lot in DWP of obviously citizen facing services. So, you know, if you're wanting to get your pension or any, and you know, the forms of benefits that we offer, that now is, most of it is offered digitally, which obviously the consumers and the users then are members of the public or, you know, citizens of the UK. And I think in terms of my experience as a business analyst, I would kind of like to branch out a bit and go into maybe more of a citizen facing role, because I think the things that you have to think about as a BA and you're engaging with actual members of the public, not colleagues, would be quite different for me. So I think that would give me a really good add to my kind of breadth of knowledge and experience as a BA. And then, yeah, I would, my next, in terms of promotion, I would love to become a senior BA as kind of the next stage in my career. So that's kind of what I'm working towards at the minute, which I don't think, having done, if I'd not done the apprenticeship, I don't think I'd maybe have my sights on a promotion quite this early. But I do think it really sets you up with the experience and the knowledge to do well in an interview. I think, I know we've talked about this before, Kate, but when, you know, you're writing your portfolio, you're writing about work that you've done, and it's so easy then to just look back at it and remind yourself of all of the things that you did in your job, which give you examples for interviews and stuff. Yeah. So I think even in that sense, without realizing it, it's really helping you with career progression whilst you're in the apprenticeship itself. So yeah, hopefully in maybe the next year or 18 months or something, then I'd be looking to get promoted to a senior business analyst.
Oh, well, I'll look forward to watching that unfold. And as I, because I know you fairly well, I've absolutely no doubt that you'll succeed. So final thoughts then from both of you. What would be your two top tips to anybody launching their BA career?
Mm-hmm. I've got one. I can go first, Nicole. If that's, I think there's a bit of a misconception, and I'm talking specifically maybe about the route into business analysis, about the apprenticeship itself. That apprenticeships are for young people. I think when I went on when we went to the awards ceremony, and the people that were nominated as apprentices ranged from about, I don't know, 20 to 50. There was a real big, a real gap, or like, you know, a widespread range of ages of people that were taking part in apprenticeships. So I think in that sense, like, there's never a right time to do it if you're going to change careers and move into business analysis. And I would also say that the breadth of stuff that you learn, like the knowledge that you have, has so many transferable skills from other roles. So kind of think about the things that you're doing now, and they probably will, a lot of roles probably will link back to business analysis in some way. So don't think, you know, well, I'm not typically a business analyst, so therefore I can't move into that kind of career. There are lots of transferable skills that you could take from existing jobs and transfer into business analysis. So maybe not to kind of get scared by the job title. And, you know, if you have a look up and about what business analysis is, there's hopefully a lot of ways that you can transition into it.
I think that's so important, Lorna. I think that sometimes people think that apprenticeships are only for school leavers, and obviously they're not. there's a route for everybody there. I think my top tips would be something around the networking that you talked about. I think the people that you surround yourself with and all those connections that you make can be really, really important. And I think my other one would be to think about your strengths as well. So when you're thinking about where to go next in your career, it's about, well, what am I really good at? How does that align to who I am and my values, and making sure that that next leap is the right one for you and really fits your strengths and your values and who you are, rather than just looking at, right, I'm going to go for that role next and then the senior and then lead or whatever the route is. Yeah, so those would be my top tips. What about you, Nicole?
So I think mine's give it a go, get stuck in, and grab every opportunity, and kind of following on from what you guys have said, think about your skill set. So as Lorna was saying, you know, there's transferable skills into the role. I think the beauty with an apprenticeship is you don't have to know the technical stuff. So you don't have to worry about if you're competent in those areas. It's just, you know, have I got passion? Have I got drive? Am I keen to give it a go, get stuck in, like try my hardest, make the most of those opportunities that are presented to me through the apprenticeship? If the answer to all those things is yes, then absolutely, you know, look at what the role entails. But a lot of it's about your softer skills and those underpinning skills, rather than being able to know right now, can I produce a process map? That's what the apprenticeship program is designed to show you. So yeah.
Thank you both so much for the top tips, but also for being on the BA Brew this time. Thanks, Lorna, and thank you, Nicole. And thank you all for listening as well. If you do have any ideas to share with us that you'd like to hear about on the BA Brew, then please drop us an email at babrew@assistkd.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and like.